Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, praise God, and David and Diane, ministry of friends. Well, we come before you on today, praise God, continuing to bring forth the word of God, Monday through Friday. And we also come forth with prayer, just thanking God for today and the blessings in which he's done for us on today. Amen. I once again want to first give honor to God. Honor to God in a way in which I thank God and give God praise and glory for who he is and thanking him for bringing us thus far. And then I like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane and being friends. I thank God for all those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives. Praise God. God bless each and every one of you. We come forth to continue bringing the word, and we thank you for your hearing support in Jesus' name and your support. We come to continue to read out of the book of Job, chapter 39. Praise God. And before we read, let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day, again, we pause for a moment to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, your love. And thank you for your patience, O Lord, upon us as we continue to press on and be the men and women of God in which you call for us to be. We pray, O Lord, in Jesus' name to remove our defects of character, remove our shortcomings, and help us, Father God, to be more Christ-like. Forgive us of all of what we've done. Continue to heal us, guide us, direct us. Give us wisdom. We pray for knowledge. And above all, we pray for get understanding. We thank you for today, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we come before you. Praise God. David and Diane, ministry and friends, as we read the word of God. I want to truly say God bless Elder or Brother Eddie. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Thank you for joining us, allowing us to come into your home on today. I also would like to say God bless Mark in the name of Jesus out there. Brother Mark, we ask that God continue to bless you. And thank you for allowing us to come into your home on today. Praise God. We thank Minister Andrew Orlander, amen, out of Los Angeles, California, who comes forth with a message in the evening times on this Monday. Amen. And we thank him truly in the name of Jesus for taking his time out to be with us on today. Praise God. We thank God in the name of Jesus for Bishop Trout. Amen. And we thank God in the name of Jesus for Brother Michael. Amen. We thank God for Brother Heal. Hallelujah. And we give praise to Senior Apostle Elliot. Amen. And we thank God in the name of Jesus for Pastor Morrison, amen, and all the ministers that's coming forth with the word of God. This is the point of where we come on today to continue to acknowledge those in which God allows us to come in contact with. And in that, we must pray for each other as we draw strength one on to another and trust in God for the changes that we make on today. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. And we truly thank you for joining us today. And we will continue forth reading out of the book of Job.
Job, chapter, amen. Let us read. Thank you. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contest with the Almighty instruct him? He that provides God, bless you, Alfred. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay thine hand upon my mouth. What have I spoken, but I have not answered? Yea, twice. But I have proceeded no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. Wilt thou
also this annul my judgment?
Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous?
Hast thou an arm like God? Or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the reins of thy robe, and behold everyone that is proud, and abase him. Look on everyone that is proud, and bring him low. And tread down the wicked in their place.
Hide them in the dust together, and bind them faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee.
Behold now, the haven which I made with thee, and eateth grass
as an ox. Lo now,
his strength is in his loins,
and his force is in the navel of his gut.
He moveth his tail like a cedar, and sinews his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. The ways of God, God that made him, can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him with forth food, where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under the shady tree and the covert of the reed and thin. The shady trees cover him with their shadow, and willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he bringeth up a river and hazeth not. He trusteth that he can draw up joy unto his mouth. He taketh it with his eyes and nose, pierceth through snares. Chapter 41. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with the book, or his tongue with the cord which thou laidest down? Canst thou put the hook into his nose, or bore his jaw with a thorn? Will he make any supplication unto thee, when he speaks soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Will thou take him for a servant forever? Will thou play with him as with a bird? Or wilt thou bind him for thy deeds? Shall the companions make the banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed wire, or his head with this spear?
Lay thy hand upon him. Remember the battle. Do no more.
Behold, the whole of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even to the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. With them is able to stand before me. Who has perverted me? That I should repay him. Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I am not canceled his cause, nor his power,
nor his comely
cooperation. We can discover the voice of the face of his garment. Who can come to him with his double dribble? Who can open the door of his face? His teeth are troubled around about. His scales are his pride. Shoot up together as with the closed seal. One is so near to another, so no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They sit together that they cannot be sundered by distancing are like dope sun, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of the mouth go burning lamps and sparks of fire leap out. Out of the nostrils goeth smoke, as out of the sea is hot. Cauldron, his breath kindleth coals from the flame goeth out of his nose, mouth. In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of the flesh are buried together. Joined together, they are firm in themselves. They cannot be moved. His heart is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of the meanest milestone. When the rises up himself, and mighty are afraid. By reason of breaking, they purify themselves. The sword of him that lieth at him cannot hold. The spear, the dart, nor the harbor. He esteemeth lion, iron as straw, and brass as molten wood. Arrow cannot make him flee. Fleeing stones are turned with him unto souls. Not are counted as stubble. He laughs at the shaking of the spear. Sheer stones are under him. He spread a sharp pointed thing upon the mire. He maketh the deep and boil like a pot. He maketh the sea like a pot of oil. He maketh the path to shine after him. And one would think the deep to be holy. Upon earth does not be left. Who is made without fear? He beholdeth all his things. He is a king for all the children of pride. Chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou can do everything, and that no thought can be withheld from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things so wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, hear, I beseech thee. I will speak. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but not
my eyes
with thee. Therefore, I adore thee. I repent from dust and ashes. It was so after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job.
The Lord said to Eliphaz, thus terminate.
My wrath is kindled against thee and against the true friend. For ye have not spoken of me the things that is right,
as my servant Job has.
Therefore, take unto ye now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer
up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you.
For him will I ask. Since I will deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, that my servant
Job.
And Bildad, the
Shimhite,
and Zophar,
and
Nimhite went and did according to as the Lord commanded them, and the Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came down to him all his brothers and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first, Demima, and the name of the second, Kezia, and the name of the third, Karen. And in all the land where no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brothers. After this lived Job 114 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. Amen. Chapter 1, that concludes the last chapter of the book of Job. Now, we're beginning strong, praise God, strong. We begin reading chapter 1 of the book of Psalms. That is the Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner,
nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but
his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, those he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly should not stand in unjudgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves to the rulers like counsels together against the Lord and against the anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their clothes. He that sitteth in the heavens shall last. The Lord shall have them in the room, and shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and fix them in his sword the pleasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee a season for thy inheritance. And the uttermost parts of the earth thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, Thou shalt dash them in the teeth like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. If the sun ye see be angry, and ye perish for the way, when his wrath is kindled, but a little. Blessed and are all they that put their trust in the Lord. Chapter 3. Lord, how are thy increased control of me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of the soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I carried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice as he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I wake from the Lord to sustain me.
I will not be afraid of thy 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about.
Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten
all my enemies upon the cheekbone.
Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon the people. Selah. Chapter 4. Hear me when I call. O God of my righteousness, thou hast
enlarged me when I was.
Have mercy
upon me and hear my prayer.
O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long? How long will ye love vanity and seek after evil?
Selah.
But now that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and fear not. Commune with your own heart upon your dead and be still.
Selah.
After the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the right
light of thy
conscience unto us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in thy fine time that their corn and their wine increase. I will both
lay me down in peace
and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell. Chapter 5. Give ear to my words,
O Lord.
Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O God. In the morning will I decree the prayer upon thee, and will look up. For thou art not a
God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee.
The foolish
shall not stand in thy sight. Thou
hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy
them and speak leniency.
And Lord will adore the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear I will worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me O Lord, and thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before me. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Their flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O God. Let them fall by their own cause. Cast them out in the multitude of transgression, for they have rebelled against thee. Let all these that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy neighbor and be joyful in thee. For thou wilt bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? Chapter 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy anger, neither chastise me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul, or save me from thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of me. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. My eyes consume because of thee. It wraps thee because of thee. All my enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them turn and be ashamed suddenly. Chapter 7. O Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me, for I all them that persecute me and deliver me. Lest he tear my soul like a lion, rendered it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this in there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thy anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of my enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sake, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my iniquity, integrity that is in me. And let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the heart and reigns. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. But if he turn not, he will weak. He has bent his bow and made it ready.
He had also prepared for him the instructions of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors.
Behold, he traveleth with iniquity, and he hath
conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it,
and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return unto his own end, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own face. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and he will sing praises to my name
in the Lord's Most High.
Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set
thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings
hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is mine that thou art mindful of him? What is man and the son of man and thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made us him to have dominion over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the sea. The Lord our God,
the Lord, O Lord our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Chapter 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works, and I will be glad to rejoice in thee. I will sing praises in thy name, O Lord. My enemies are turned back. They shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right in my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. All thy enemy destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them, but the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in the right uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Singing praise to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion, declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the fury of his humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which he suffer of them that hate me, thou that of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughters of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid in their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. He said, Selah. And wicked shall be turned into guilt, and all the nations that the good God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations, they know themselves to be but men.
Selah. Amen.
That concludes the reading of, as we begin Psalms. We here in chapter 10 now. We'll pick up on tomorrow. We do truly thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you. You're beautiful.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never. Could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back of all you brought me through,
better.